Great show today because we have Greg Doyle coming on at 10:45.
From the Indianapolis Star.
Right.
He just wrote a column this week about Indiana and Kentucky. Of course, he used to work for CBS Sportsline as a national writer.
Yes.
And covered Kentucky quite a bit living in Cincinnati. Now he's an Indy and wrote a column about how Kentucky is who Indiana wants to be.
Right.
And, you know, he's got a relationship with both Cal and Tom Crean. And so I'm anxious to talk to him later.
He'll have a very nice perspective on it.
Yeah.
And then Mark Story from the Lexington Herald Leader is in Des Moines. He also wrote an article on the Kentucky-Indiana series. And this thing is something that
I mean, my stomach is in knots.
Yeah. Mark grew up with the rivalry. I mean, it was 42 consecutive seasons.
Yeah.
42 consecutive seasons Kentucky and Indiana played every year. And now it's been 4 years, and here we are. So we'll talk about that, of course. And then the UK women's basketball team at 4 o'clock. It's very busy today. At 4 o'clock, the UK women's basketball team against UNC Asheville in Memorial Coliseum in the first round of the NCAA tournament. And then the UK men's game against Indiana, 5:15, probably more like 5:30, 5:40. And then the Sweet 16 state semifinals.
Yes.
Dunbar and Newport Central Catholic at 6:30, followed by Doss and South Laurel at 8 o'clock.
I know.
One heck of a lineup today.
Boy, that Dunbar-Mercer County game is still the best one of the tournament. Still probably should have, you know, would have loved to see that be either today or tomorrow.
That one and the Bowling Green game. You know, Bowling Green was a state runner-up last year, and that game yesterday, Bowling Green got up by like 14 points, and Dunbar went on a 15-0 run in the third quarter. That was amazing. The place was jacked.
Yeah.
What's crazy is every day at the Sweet 16, there's 10,000-plus. Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night, Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, Friday night. So you're talking, you know what, probably about the same 8,000 are there for the whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
In and out, you're shuffling another 3,000 to 4,000 every session. So it's pretty, it just reminds you how unique and special it is when the Southeastern Conference folks say we don't care about basketball. Well, that's, you don't have anything like this. If you had something like this, maybe you would care.
Well, and then you got teams like Vandy that really show up.
They show up at the Sweet 16 to find players.
Yeah, because they're done.
Yeah.
That was brutal.
Did you stay up late last night to see what happened?
I'll be honest. I fell asleep before the half-court shot. I've watched
it
since.
Yeah.
Amazing. I mean, I watched West Virginia get absolutely smoked.
Yeah.
I stayed up till about halftime of those late games. And so I thought, I mean, when I went to bed, Michigan was doing its thing to Notre Dame.
In control.
So I, you know, when I woke up this morning, I was anxious to see how those played out.
When I got home, the Michigan Notre Dame game was wrapping up like 3 minutes to go. So that was a good finish. And then you had the Northern Iowa Texas game. So I had to watch that, and I'm kind of like, you know, settling in, peeking at the TV, and then I hear them say, you know, okay, here, one more shot here. Or Texas hits the shot. Like, oh! And then he comes down, watching it live. I almost woke up the house. I'm not going to lie.
Well, because, I mean, that's just insane. Yesterday, I mean, for it being a day where Kentucky's not playing, probably one of the best days of watching.
Yeah.
March Madness ever, because that Michigan State MTSU game was fantastic, and Michigan State never led once. And
that's great.
You know, I'm one of those people that, you know, the day the brackets came out was like, man, how are they not a one seed?
Right.
And here they are losing. Then to listen to their emotional press conference afterwards, and then to watch MTSU just be business as usual, shake hands, on to the next, I thought was really a cool thing. And then you've got the Iowa Temple game that went into overtime.
Oh, yeah.
And that shot was so reminiscent to me of when Eric Daniels hit that shot at Mississippi State for Kentucky to remain undefeated in the SEC that year. It looked just like that to me.
And then there was Cincinnati St. Joe's. I'm watching that game live. Cincinnati's guy dunks it. He's got the ball over the cylinder If he lets go, if he just, like, doesn't dunk it and just lets go of the ball, they win. But because his hand is still on the ball, that split second when the buzzer goes doesn't count. I mean, it was like a play at first base. You're like, bang, bang, you know? But when you can slow it down to a millisecond to determine what happened, you're going to be able to see that. It was so hard. If you just watch it in real time, there's no way to know. It was so heartbreaking.
And I felt bad for South Dakota State for not getting their shot off to try to send that game with Maryland to overtime. So, I mean, yesterday was just full of great game. Now, there were some blowouts. Texas A&M
handled their business.
Hawaii beat Cal, which is another – I know everyone wants to talk about Ben Simmons being, you know, what a good advertisement to come to Kentucky if you're one and done. But, I mean, having shows when we were going – come on, Ivan Rabb, Jaylen Brown, what are you guys doing? You're going to Cal. And I understand their point guard and leading scorer was out. I get that. You're still a 4 seed. They're still a 13.
And not to mention your assistant coach got fired for sexual harassment. Hey, we're about to get into your tournament. Just a brief announcement. Assistant coach, we're going to fire him for sexual harassment. Also, our point guard is out.
I know. I was wondering if we could form like a super coaching staff featuring Konzo Martin and Johnny Jones.
Hey, well, I tell you what, Kenny Payne's not going to be here next year.
Do you think he's going to Western? I was like, are you breaking news right here?
No. I'm not breaking news. But I'm just telling you, he's not going to be back. He won't be back. I don't know that Western. I have heard Western is more than likely Dennis Felton.
Again?
Yes, because Felton's kid is a manager on the team. His wife was at the Horizon League tournament. Or was it the Horizon League they're in? I can't remember. In the Sunbelt. She was at the conference tournament last week there. So they still have really strong connections there. Felton is on Tulsa's staff with Frank Haith. I mean,
I wouldn't hire anyone from slimy old Frank Haith's staff.
Well, I mean, if Felton's smart, he'll know he's got a very limited time before Haith, you know, gets them in trouble and leaves.
Oh, yeah. They've already done something at Tulsa.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but they've already done it.
Yeah, when I was watching that game, I was thinking.
And then greased someone's wheels to get him into the tournament. I hate Frank Haith. God.
Why wouldn't you?
He's a despicable human being.
He is. No, I mean, I've heard the – but what I'm talking about is when you go to the Sweet 16 state basketball tournament, the chatter is deafening.
About Kenny Payne?
No, the amount of things you're talking about basketball related.
Yes.
From, you know, a kid from Williamsburg transferring to South Laurel and now playing on a team to, Kenny Payne's probably going to get a job to.
Well, he deserves a job. I mean, I would hire Kenny Payne.
I think he's ready. And this year you have seen Kenny Payne do more media opportunities instead of Cal. How many times? And I think that's all part of the preparation for him. Cal used to do it with Orlando Antigua. I don't know that it's Western for Kenny Payne, but there will be a nice opportunity for him somewhere.
And I'm sure Tony Barbie's looking, you know, he's said that as much. He wants to be a head coach again. I think the reason that Cal's staff why he can do what he does with his staff is because John Robick is never, ever, ever, ever leaving.
No,
he's always got that constant. So he can take those other two or three spots on his staff and give them to guys who want to be head coaches.
Yeah.
And get them there.
Yeah, John Robick said he is satisfied with being, you know, first lieutenant, being Cal's right-hand man. And he is so meaningful to Calipari.
Yeah, like that he can afford to lose guys.
Right. He heads up the scouting, he handles all the stuff, you know, and Cal can be, you know, the CEO, but they will have to have a big man coach.
Yeah.
That's what they'll have to get. I mean, if Kenny Payne goes, he had Orlando Tigua before that. And then Rod Strickland is down there with Orlando and Tigua. You wonder, he could go another way and go point guard coach, but Calipari kind of handles the point guards himself. So, but to clarify,
we're not
breaking any news. I am breaking chatter from the Sweet 16. That I heard while I was there.
So a lot on the line this afternoon. Obviously, there's, you know, a berth in the Sweet 16 for Kentucky or Indiana.
Yeah.
you know, both schools clearly, with the seasons that they ended up having at the end, you know, they both suffered some losses they shouldn't have along the way. But Big Ten regular season champ, SEC co-champ, SEC tournament champ, neither one of them wants to go home after the first weekend. But this is one of those things, and I'm sure, you know, Greg and Mark will speak to this when we have them on, but I mean, this game means a lot to Indiana.
Yes.
I feel like it's going to be a road game, like a true road game mm-hmm. for Kentucky with all the Indiana fans that appear to be up there. I think yeah. they've made T-shirts before the Chattanooga game even happened.
Yeah.
And then Chattanooga was one of those teams that people said was a good squad. Indiana just dusted them.
Ran them out of the place.
They've wanted this. They have wanted this shot.
This feels a little bit like, you know, 2012, in that there was this buildup. You remember 2012, Indiana got off to a good start, and they had started playing well, and they had a week before the game, an entire week without a game, and there was this buildup of Indiana. This is their moment. This is Indiana's moment to return to college basketball's upper crust, college basketball's elite. And they treated it that way, and they felt it. It was palpable, the way they felt about that. This is the same thing. It's like, here's Kentucky. Here's what we got to do. We already won the Big Ten. We proved we're the best in the Big Ten. Yeah, we might have stumbled here or there, but we've got a good team. Indiana basketball is back again. We went through all this junk where we had players suspended for this, that, and the other. Tom Crean's underperformed, you know, all this. Here's our chance. Beat Kentucky, go to the Sweet 16, and Indiana basketball is back. And again, you can feel it. You can sense yeah. that. Indiana players are saying, when asked about the rivalry, that, oh, yeah, you know, I wanted to come here and play Kentucky, or, you know, was kind of disappointed that we didn't get to play this rivalry anymore. And one of the assistants played in this rivalry, and Christian Watford said that he may be in the game, you know, come to the game. And all this Kentucky players, meanwhile, was like, yeah, everybody Super Bowl. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
And I get it. Why, right. No one on this team, why would they ever view Indiana right. as a rival?
Right.
They have not played them. You know,
most of them were like 12,
yeah, Tyler, 13. Tyler said Louisville's really the only rival
yeah.
in my mind that we've got.
So I think it means more to Indiana.
It sure
means
does.
Something inside, where for Kentucky it means – we want to win the tournament.
We got to get through this game to move on.
Yeah, got to move on. They're not. I don't know that Kentucky's definitely not looking past Indiana.
I sure hope not. I just think IU's gonna. I'm worried they're gonna come out with a little bit more juice.
Yes, I think they could.
And they've got a really good guard too.
Yeah.
I mean, Yogi Ferrell is no slouch.
And a big guy inside. It's pretty good. 381-1313 is the number to call. We're at Courtesy Acura just off Nicholasville Road. You can stop by. Come over here. There's like a there's a challenge, right?
Yes, and the man just walked in.
Yeah, you take a selfie. A selfie video, trying to say the phrase that I'm not gonna try it.
Because but you can say the word sweet.
Sweet, yes, we can
it's
say the word.
It's called sweet madness.
Sweet madness. You know, should I try it?
Yeah. Wait. Okay. That was brutal.
It sounded like I got punched in the stomach. See, that's why I shouldn't do it. He has another one, too. It's solo. Is that it? That's right. So we should work in all of them as we're talking, and we'll just point to Dan. Let's let him jump in.
Look, he's got hats.
Oh, he's got hats to give away. They say C-A-T-S on them right there.
Yes.
Hats. They say sweet on them right there.
And sweet. Oh, that's
cool.
Nice right there.
That's cool.
Dan coming through. All right.
So stop yes. by Courtesy Acura here. We've got hats.
I'm about to tweet a picture of the hat during the break so you can see what you can have if you just come on out here.
Come here. We'll help you make your video if you want.
Yeah. All right, 381-1313. Give us a shout on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this. on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A-plus rating from the BBB. Brothers Auto Sales open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for sales. Their top-notch service department is there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5. Brothers Auto Sales, 285 East New Circle at the corner of Bryan Station Road or on the web at brothersautosales.com. No gimmicks, no games, no high pressure. Just the best prices on quality pre-owned vehicles in Central Kentucky, period. Brothers Auto Sales.
Drug recalls? Morgan & Morgan at forthepeople.com.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shop's season opening event. An incredible four-day sale happening now through Sunday with huge deals in every department. Save 10% on putters, wedges, demo clubs, junior sets, and more. Take 15% off bags, carts, travel bags, shoes, and apparel. Save $50 on drivers, $299 and up. And $100 on iron sets and package sets, $499 and up. Some manufacturer restrictions may apply. Don't miss the season opening event at Edwin Watts in Lexington. Home of the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Hello, I'm Jody Oney, Commercial Loan Officer with Community Trust Bank. Community Trust Bank has been recognized as the top community bank SBA lender in Kentucky for 7 consecutive years. We are here to help businessmen and businesswomen grow their business with the right loan to fit your specific needs. Stop by and see us at any of our 6 convenient locations here in Lexington. We look forward to working with you.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Don't take chances with your fine clothing. Come to Emperor's Cleaners and have your clothes treated like royalty. Emperor's Cleaners will make you look good every day. Or for special occasions, Emperor's Cleaners also preserves wedding gowns that make them look as good as new. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in leather cleaning, shirt laundry, custom work, and alterations. You'll find them in the Idle Hour Shopping Center on Richmond Road. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 9 until 3. Emperor's Cleaners treats you and your clothes like royalty.
The following commercial contains a bunch of super secret information.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, the following commercial is a whole wink, wink, hush, hush.
Check to the script.
At the Body Bay, we have things. So many things. You like tie-dyes? We got them. We got rolling papers, disc golf supplies, incense, E6, glassware, vapes and pipes, flow toys, and other things. Hey, 420 is a cool number, isn't it? The Body Bay, we're just like 420. We're the coolest place in town. We have staff. They are friendly. We have stuff, you know? You want to be cool, too? Shop here and you will be. The Body Bay. 420 East New Circle Road next to Pizza Hut in Lexington. We're the place to buy things to do stuff with.
Matthew Lawrence here, and you and I have something in common. We love sports and we love movies. I've had DirecTV for 7 years because they offer the most sports and a huge selection of on-demand movies at no extra charge. Now, the best way to get DirecTV? From my friends at Impact Satellite, and here's why. First, you can get a $100 Visa gift card when they sign you up for new DirecTV service. Second, you might be eligible for another $100 Visa gift card only from Impact Satellite if you're a Sam's Club or Costco member. Contact Impact Satellite for details. When you get new DirecTV service, you need to do it through Impact Satellite because they'll make sure you save as much money as possible. Impact Satellite is a local company. Their local installers are on time and do the job right, and they specialize in helping you select the right viewing package. Impact Satellite in Georgetown, 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Or call them at 502-867-0157. Tell them I sent you. Save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know that guy we got back in the studio, Mary Jo, our program director, Sean C. He's a clever little dude.
Like so much better than Josh when it comes to like, picking music. Just gotta dig that in there. Dig that. So it's we're doing all sweet music today. I of course asked for one John Cougar Mellencamp song, and it was like Sean lost his mind about it.
Yes, he did. Yeah, because John Mellencamp is from
Indiana.
Right.
Yes.
But this week, going on down at Rupp Arena is the
Sweet 16.
Yes. I'm trying to give Dan a cue. Jump in.
Sweet.
And there it is. That's what we've been waiting for.
I slept in a little bit.
He's still asleep.
My eyes are puffy and everything. I don't know if it's the pollen in the air. My backyard is like coming alive. I got robin redbirds. Is that what they call those little robin things?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I thought I had a rodent underneath my tree, but come to find out it was a robin. So I guess the robins are nesting now, or they're doing their stuff in the morning, and you know,
underneath your tree.
You know, I'm gonna have those cute little like blue eggs in the nest everywhere. But anyway, sweet. Yeah, so come on out. Sweet Matt is here. Courtesy, we got the courtesy cats caps. Did you tweet this?
Yes, I tweeted
it out there. Social media.
So you can see it.
Has their sweet logo on the side and the CATS cats.
Yes.
Yeah, you can have one of these for free.
I think I got about 140 until we run out. Today. So
there you go.
So down there, down at the station, who's that guy you got that helps out? Sparky? We got to shout out Sparky.
Sparky?
The guy's name, Sparky. Sparky. He's like the.
We got a Sparky and a Scooter.
Is that what I named him? Sparky.
Scooter. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, I rename people. I mean, yeah, so what about them games?
You have that power.
Yeah,
you have that power.
Today's a rock and roll kind of day. We got all these games going on, and it's just unbelievable, right? It's a great day to be
Kentucky.
You grew up with
the UK-Indiana series, right?
Oh, yeah, unbelievable. Throwing the chairs, Bobby Knight,
yeah.
Joe Hall. I mean, that's awesome. That's stuff that just
– Do you wish we still played them every
year?
Yes. You do?
We need to do that again. We need to do that.
Absolutely.
That was high energy. It was a lot of fun. Did we play, like, neutral? How did we play that before?
It used to be at the Freedom Hall.
Yeah, neutral.
And then it would be in Indianapolis.
I'm telling my age. But anyway, that was just awesome. We all go – now, people that normally couldn't get – like tickets to RUP, they'd go and see the cats there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that was just unbelievable. I mean, that's what we need to do more of so more people can see the cats live.
Yeah.
I believe that's just me.
John Calipari said, look, we'll play two of them in Indianapolis. We'll sign a 2-year contract, play them both in Indianapolis because Rick Pitino's not going to let him in the Yum Center.
Right. No. So, well, he won't be around next year anyway, so what's the matter?
Yeah. Indiana said no.
Right. Big Ed, he's out. Ed said he's out. Big Ed said he's going to UNLV.
Sweet.
That's right. Oh, Big Ed, you let it out of the bag. Big Ed let it out of the bag. Sweet. That's right.
But there's no hate there. There's no hate there. That wasn't losing.
Yeah, and then Kenny Payne go to his alma mater.
Oh,
yeah.
Look out.
No.
Maybe we have another Kentucky boy come back and run Louisville. That would be sweet.
Who you think?
Huh? I don't know. There's some rumors out there.
Travis Ford.
No way.
Kentucky boy.
I wouldn't hire Travis Elfrey? Ford.
Mary Jo, who do you think? There's some Kentucky boys out there that can do that.
I'm sure there are, but I wouldn't hire. I probably wouldn't hire Travis Ford.
No.
Louisville needs a bigger hire than that.
Yeah, Louisville's up there.
Maybe we need somebody that's an up and comer needs a chance, right?
Travis Ford was an up and comer.
Or Johnny Jones,
on his way.
Huh? Kevin Stallings? I'd pick Kevin Stallings.
Kevin Stallings would be a great choice. Frank Haith.
Yes, Frank.
Would be a nice one. John Pelfrey. Could you imagine John Pelfrey up there?
I don't think he'd do that.
Darren Horn.
So we've got this thing.
Sweet Madness.
We can upload videos to the Courtesy Acura Facebook page.
It's so dumb. I mean, it's crazy. But anyway.
What do you do?
No,
what
it's
do you?
A curse.
Are you picking the winner?
No, my mom is. Glass, yes. I have lunch with my mom every Thursday down on the farm, yes. She has a farm in like 3 miles south of Danville. It's gorgeous, especially right now. They have like little baby foals being born every morning, little baby like black cattle, calves and stuff. And she's got a big garden.
Time,
she was telling us the other day, where's Rebecca? She was telling Rebecca and I, because we had to make sure she's going to be, my mom Glass is going to be available to come be the judge, right?
Yeah.
When was she's kind of come up? It's before I go to Vegas, right, or something. So we had to make sure Mom Glass's schedule is just wide open so we can go ahead and get this done. And she said, well, you know, Danny, I got to get the garden going. And didn't she say something about that, Rebecca? I got to get the garden going. And what's this guy's name? She said, Arnie, I got to get Arnie out there to do the road tilling. And anyways, you know, moms are truly our earth angels.
They are.
So, yeah, Mom Glass, yeah.
So we have until the 23rd. Is this,
she's my
is
biggest
that right?
critic. You know, she's on me all the time about something I do. That's
but
dumb.
She loves you more than anyone, so she can say that.
Yeah, with the rest of them, hate. She loves. She loves. She's fresh. You know, she's like, oh, Danny, you should have said that on TV last week. You know better than that. But anyway, my mom.
So what should we? What do we have to do? We take the phone out,
right?
Do a video.
Rebecca knows more about this. I'm not very, really. This was our first like social media promotion, you know, this is new for us.
But most the prize car guys pack is pretty awesome.
Yeah, you get $2,000 worth of $2,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah,
and then like lunch and get to be like.
Now, do
on
you
the
go
show
to lunch at Mom Glass's on the farm? Is that where lunch is?
No, Trevinia is providing lunch. That's a great place right over here.
Yeah,
stands for Three Vines, by the way.
Didn't know that.
I really actually like that name better, but Trevinia. I like three vibes.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Trevinia. Okay. They got a lot of wine there. My mom says Danny likes his grape juice too much. It's nuts. We're going nuts. Anyway, so, yeah, so that's, you know, you upload it.
Yeah, Rebecca, then, tell me. You get the phone out.
And then we have to approve it so there's, you know, no shenanigans.
Right, no shenanigans.
Shenanigans when we can't put those out there.
And you say sweet.
Sweet.
You throw sweet in there.
Your best Dan.
Your best Dan Glass, okay.
Sweetisms. Get to Sweeten. Sweeten.com.
Sweet. And then you put it up on Facebook.
Yep.
On what?
The Courtesy
Acura.
Courtesy Acura Facebook page.
Yeah, which we redirected or something the other day. So if you misplace it, it goes to the same spot or whatever. I'm not really social media friendly, but I'm
learning. Then you're going to get
I just got a Facebook page, what, 2 weeks ago? Right. Huh. Anyway, really. So, yeah. So then we put it up there, and then my mom judges them, and somebody's going to win. Nice.
Sweet. That's a good way to do it. Have mama judge who does.
Who's going to get mad at mom, right? Nobody gets mad at mom, right?
Right, and you can't get mad.
Right.
If you do, you're a loser anyway.
Too bad. Yeah. Who wants to get mad at mom? Yeah.
What do you think happens today, Dan?
Everybody wearing blue's winning everything. We're winning it all. Big Blue Nation, solid. We got confidence. We got great leadership. We got great talent. We're going to win. That's what it's all about. Yes.
All those things are true.
We got the confidence. Confidence is a lot of things in life. Evan with confidence.
All right, Dan. Come on back out, or come on out here to Courtesy Acura. Get one of these hats. You can even take your selfie out here.
That's right.
Contest.
Yeah,
look at all of our sweet cars. We got a lot of beautiful cars. Trucks. We got some trucks.
Yeah.
You know, the price of fuel being, like, really cheap.
Right.
I mean, everybody, all the guys, even gals, want pickup trucks. We got them. Chevys, Fords, Rams, Titans, big, small, all kinds of trucks. And SUVs.
Looking at one
all
right
the ladies
now.
Want to be right up high now. And,
yeah.
And it just, the paradigm shift of what people are buying in automotive has really changed. It's just everybody wants to use their SUV or a pickup truck. And we got them. We got a bunch of them.
You got the soccer lawn rides.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to take a break. We'll talk with Dan a little bit later
again.
And you can give us a call, 381-1313. Daryl was on the line. He's gone. Daryl, sorry. If you want to call back, we'll put you on next.
We'll get you on next.
Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Sweet.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Dog Bite, Morgan & Morgan at ForThePeople.com.
Let's go Wildcats! Whether you love him or you hate him, Big Blue Nation, we know you can impersonate him.
That's right.
Sweet.
Hey, now, that was pretty sweet.
That's right. It's Dan Glass from Courtesy on Wheels, and he wants you, BBN, to give your best sweet impersonation during Sweet Madness. It's going on now through March 23rd.
That's right. Hey, Big Blue Nation, get to Sweeten for Sweet Madness.
That's right. Take a video selfie of your most creative, unique impersonation of Sweet. Oh, this should be interesting. Upload it to the Courtesy on Wheels Facebook page, and you could be a winner.
The final four videos be featured on Courtesy on Wheels, and the grand prize impersonator wins a prize pack valued at over $2,000.
That's right.
Plus, co-host Courtesy on Wheels with me, Sweet.
Visit CourtesyOnWheels.com for all the Sweet Madness details. So get to Sweeten BBN and join in on the madness.
Uncle Matteo's is a place where you build the pizza without getting your hands dirty. You talk directly to the pizza maker. Tell them exactly what you want. A little more of this, a little less of that. And can I add that too? Until it's exactly how you want. Uncle Matteo's is the place with almost limitless options. First, you choose whether you want a handmade pizza, gourmet salad, or a delicious foldwich. Our pizza has 3 different dough options, 6 different sauce options, and over 45 different cheese, meat, and veggie toppings. We make our own dough every day. Marinate and grill our chicken and steak in-house every morning. Real fresh, real fast. Online ordering and catering available. On Euclid next to Kroger.
If you're a parent like me, I'm sure that you are looking for a way to balance device time and interpersonal time in your home. The answer is Circle, the device pit stop in Lexington, has a new breakthrough in cyber device technology. It's Circle with Disney. Circle is a device that connects to your home Wi-Fi. Circle enables you to help manage device time limits. You can pause devices for homework, dinner, and family time. Also with Circle, kids and devices can have a bedtime too, and those 'cause I said so moments will become an opportunity to create balance. Circle allows you to manage every device in your home with an app on your smartphone. Circle is friendly, helpful, and simple to use. And best of all, Circle is tamper-proof. Circle was developed by families for families. You can see Circle at Device Pit Stop.
Learn more about Circle and all of its features and even give it a test drive at Device Pit Stop. We are located in the Zandale Shopping Center at 2220 Nicholasville Road.
You gotta go to the pit stop for sure!
Everywhere you look, Kentucky folks are talking about madness in the month of March. Why does everyone get so mad this time of year? Maybe we just all need to relax and enjoy some refreshing Hybrid Springs water. Let Hybrid Springs bring that signature great tasting water right into your home or office. Visit their website or call them toll free for delivery to your home or business at 888-547-6971. Ask for Kim. She'll take real good care of you. Hybrid Springs. Put the back in refreshment.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
There's your Sean.
And this is the one I specifically asked for. Because it will... It could hurt so good today.
Oh. It's not going to hurt so good. It's going to feel great.
For them, it will.
Oh, yeah, for Indiana, it'll hurt so good.
I got to be honest. Yeah. I was a little nervous about Stony Brook, and then not that I thought we would lose
well,
to Stony Brook.
Well, for the first 10, 15 minutes, good grief, you play like that.
Yeah.
But
they
Stony
played
Brook
like
also
that, too.
Played horrible.
Yeah.
It's just one of those first tournament game.
Well,
you know,
and after kind of watching the first 2 days, like, geez, that wouldn't have even been the – third or fourth biggest upset of the tournament. So, I mean, anything can happen, obviously.
I got to be honest with you, with about like 8 or 9 minutes to go, I switched to watch the competitive games because there were some good ones, you know. Because I miss, look, I love the Sweet 16 boys basketball tournament at Rupp Arena, but I don't see any NCAA games, like none. Just hear about a score or whatever. Don't see any of it. So when I get home, I want to watch just give me a taste. Just give me my fix.
Yeah.
Hit me in the vein right here. Give me a little shot of basketball.
Now, I will say Kansas has looked like the best team, but my God, they've got to play the ultimate wild card of the NCAA tournament. Like every year UConn does something crazy. And a lot of times Kansas loses early, so you never know. None of these upsets, except for West Virginia, seem to be happening in our bracket, though.
Hawaii could beat Maryland. Kansas could.
I hope
be
they do.
There.
I have Hawaii in the Sweet 16 along with Yale.
Well,
but I also had Temple in the Sweet 16, and
I think Wichita State has a chance against Miami
absolutely.
To go on.
Absolutely. By the way, I guess we didn't even mention Sean Miller's sweating. So much has happened since then, but my God, that was.
What is wrong with you, Sean Miller? Are you serious?
Wow.
He ought to be sweating. Wichita State had him on the ropes there, but my gosh. Look, just wear the undershirt.
Yeah.
Okay? And then in this day and age of dry fit, free dry, Under Armour, Nike, you got a contract with somebody. Just wear one of those t-shirts or a white shirt underneath that is wicking or whatever.
It was
they
coming
say.
From everywhere, though.
Yeah.
Like the arms were completely drenched.
And then on top of that, they make dress shirts.
Yeah.
That are like.
I have heard that.
Like I have. Eddie Bauer dress shirts that are they're specific for like hiking and outdoors or whatever, but you could wear one, you know, and get away with it at a basketball game. I mean, he could do that, and you wouldn't look like it's a wet t-shirt contest at Daytona. I mean, that was so bad.
Yeah, someone said it looked like he jumped into a pool, then put his tie on,
and then his brother Archie did not take his coat off for his game. Like I'm not
both out after the first day. All right, let's go to the phones.
Yes, we have Brian on the line. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Hey, good morning.
You know, good morning, Brian.
Good morning. I was really impressed with the Cats when they played in the SEC tournament. You know, they played some tough competition. They played from behind. They kept their poise and they kept their composure. You know, if you remember the old adage, you know, win the first five. Win the last five of the half, win the first five of the second half, win the last five of the second half, then you're probably going to win the game. So if we can take their knockout punch in the first five, I think we can get Indiana.
Yeah, and I think Kentucky's shown that they don't panic. They don't go into panic mode, and it's especially important for what Alex Poitras has done here recently, where he has been able to come back from bad starts.
Yes.
His body language doesn't throw his entire game into the toilet, which has been the case throughout his career.
Right.
You know, the trainer said something like, I could tell in the first 5 minutes what kind of game he's going to have.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the case anymore, or at least he's shown that that's not the case here recently. Yes.
And I think if our bigs play well and we can keep Lee out of foul trouble, we'll probably have a chance inside. I think our backcourt is much better than their backcourt. But our inside guys, we never know who's going to show up to play there.
Well, if they had prop bets on this game, I'd bet on Marcus Lee being in foul trouble. I mean, you can just count on it. He's him and Scal are just, they like to foul.
They do.
And a lot of times they are fouls. Sometimes they get, every now and again, there's some ticky-tacks. But most of the time, they are fouling people at an alarming rate.
Yeah.
The numbers
they
are crazy.
Out of position.
Yeah.
So we, even if it's not, you know, they're not intentionally trying to foul, you know, they're just out of, they're just not in a good position. That's going to get called every time. And while I do think we have the best backcourt in America, I think this is going to be one of the better ones we've faced all year.
Yes.
Hands down.
It'll be interesting to see how Indiana attacks it. And just to see if can, foul trouble is going to be huge. It is almost every game for Kentucky, but especially when it's against a team with an inside presence and you're sitting there looking at Poitras, Lee, LeBissiere with two apiece in the first half, and now Isaac Humphries is in there. You know?
Tough news.
So we'll see. We'll see.
Thank you,
Brian.
Thank you.
Sure hope. I don't know who's calling our game today. Because I kind of hope that it's someone who's watched Kentucky play this year.
Wouldn't it be Nance?
Because I swear there was a couple. Derek Willis had an offensive rebound and putback.
Raftery.
And their first thing was, well, he's not known for that.
Right.
I was like, he's kind of done that sort of all year.
Raftery
when he's been
has not.
In.
If he's called maybe one Kentucky game all year, Jim Nance definitely hasn't called any Kentucky games. Grant Hill, I don't remember him calling any Kentucky
and
games.
And talking
this
about
year.
Scal so glowingly, which is fine, and he has played better of late, and he played okay against Stony Brook, but that's not the narrative of the whole season with him.
No. Yeah. I will trade Derek Willis is not known for that comment from Bill Raftery for a little lingerie on the deck. Onions! And Kentucky comes out, Vernon. I'll trade it. You know, send it in, big fella.
You had Dan Glass down as well as you have Bill Raftery down, you might win this whole Sweet Madness thing.
He's my favorite. He's my favorite color analyst. And, yes, he does not know Kentucky very well. I mean, I said the same thing when he said that about Derek Willis. But Derek Willis, to me, what's going on right now is,
he's key today, I think.
Yeah. He is not playing right off the bat and not getting into later because Calipari, I think, knows he needs Scalabissier to play well, you know, in the next five games to get to the championship if they're going to win it. And he has to have him confident. And the way to get him confident is put him out there early.
And get him a shot at the elbow.
Yes. Get him some shots. And then he knows, okay, now I'm good. But Willis is the one who should be playing more. I think the team is better because Willis gives you the rebounding that Scal doesn't. Scal a little bit more in the block shots area, but Willis's rebounding and his 3-point shooting is what makes this team best, in my opinion. I mean, if I want Willis Briscoe, Ulis Murray, Poitras on the floor.
Yeah. And Briscoe has been impressive in the last 2.5 games.
Yes.
I mean,
he's a dog.
He has changed things for Kentucky in a lot of ways. I feel like, 50-50 balls, get, you know, coming in out of nowhere, rebounding. He has been a real key, and I think will continue to be like that unsung hero kind of blue collar dude that's out there just getting points where he can, but really getting rebounds and defending the perimeter.
The finisher that he is inside. And then he did some stuff crashing the boards, you know, getting in there and getting excuse me, the physicality does not bother him.
No.
That's good. That's good. I think he'll – look, all of them are going to be important today, really.
Yeah, that's
they
true.
They just are. They're all going to be important. But Kentucky-Indiana, a rivalry that was played 42 consecutive years on an annual basis, hasn't been played since 2012. We get it back again today. Greg Doyle from the Indianapolis Star has a unique perspective on it from both sides, really.
Yeah.
And he'll join us next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
They did it! They pulled off the upset!
That was madness!
Yeah, and now we can celebrate with Mad Mushroom Pizza.
It's really convenient that they have online ordering and fast, friendly delivery, so they don't have to miss a second of the game.
That's right. With the slam dunk combo of an extra large one-topping pizza and a medium cheese stick, our day's gonna be filled with basketball madness and the best pizza in town.
Another upset. I love it. And to celebrate, I'm getting another slice of Mad Mushroom Pizza.
Mad Mushroom Pizza is located off South Broadway under the Lex Apartments and in the Clay's Mill Shopping Center.
The hometown advantage. You see it in the shops and offices downtown, in our factories, schools, and farms. Jeff the accountant has it. So do Corey in IT and Amber, the vet tech. They found local jobs at helpwantedlexington.com. It's where local employers find local workers like you. People who care about this community. Search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at helpwantedlexington.com. Local jobs that work.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I worry that people who want us to stand up for them against bully insurance companies are afraid to ask for our help because they think they can't afford us. Let me put your mind at ease. Here's what no recovery, no fee means at our firm. First, your initial consultation is absolutely free. Next, we understand that most people don't have the money to pay hourly attorney's fees, and the insurance industry has unlimited monies. So you only pay us a percentage of your recovery when we win. Finally, there are expenses in working a case up, like accident reconstruction, investigators, court filing fees, and so on. We advance these costs as well. If we make no recovery, you don't owe these either. You need a firm with deep pockets to fight the insurance companies toe-to-toe. You will never owe us one penny unless we win. Visit ForThePeople.com for more information. No charge there either. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
It's a great day to eat barbecue. My favorite thing is the cowbell. Moo!
My favorite thing is the slow-cooked meat.
Their vinegar slaw reminds me of my grandma's house in Birmingham.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is the atmosphere and food.
I love coming to City Barbecue because I love their fries.
Their pulled chicken is filled with flavor.
I love their turkey.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is all of the smoked meat.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is I always leave happier than when I got here.
I'm here with Wes Lancaster of Bluegrass Auto Body. You've worked on my cars twice, the best work I've ever had done.
Well, I appreciate that, Matthew. Your story isn't uncommon. Usually when we work on someone's car the first time, they will come back when they need us. Being in business for 50 years will help build a good reputation.
I can't speak highly enough about Bluegrass Auto Body. You can either go to the location at High Street or on Russio Way. Either way, it'll be the best work you've ever had done. If someone runs into you, you run into Bluegrass Auto Body.
The following commercial contains a bunch of super secret information.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, the following commercial is a whole wink, wink, hush, hush.
Stick to the script.
At the Body Bay, we have things. So many things. You like tie-dyes? We got them. We got rolling papers, disc golf supplies, incense, e-cigs, glassware, vapes and pipes, flow toys, and other things. Hey, 420 is a cool number, isn't it? The Body Bay, we're just like 420. We're the coolest place in town. We have staff. They are friendly. We have stuff, you know? You want to be cool, too? Shop here and you will be. The Body Bay. 420 East New Circle Road next to Pizza Hut in Lexington. We're the place to buy things to do stuff with.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We are here at Courtesy Acura just off Nicholasville Road. Dan Glass, the owner here, has these sweet hats that he's giving away. CATS right on the front, sweet on the side. And then, of course, the contest is you take a video, selfie video, of you doing your best Dan Glass impression. Of course, he's known for Sweet and That's
yes.
Right and Jeezel and Solo. And he'll probably invent a new one today, a new catchphrase. You do that and you upload it to the Facebook page. Just go to courtesyonwheels.com and then you'll see the contest. Click there. And you can win like $2,000 in prizes, including dinner
yeah,
and
very cool.
all this other stuff. And his mama is going to judge the whole thing. Okay. Today at 5:15 or thereabouts, Kentucky and Indiana's rivalry renewed for the first time in 4 years. And Greg Doyle writes for the Indianapolis Star, formerly of CBSSports.com. Lived in Cincinnati there for a while, kind of covered Kentucky there as well. So has a unique perspective in that sense. And Greg joins us now on the Dan and Mary Jo Show here on ESPN Sports Radio. Good morning, Greg.
Yeah, hi, guys. I do have unique perspective in this state, especially the state being Indiana, where they don't want me to like Calipari. They don't want me to.
And I but try you and can't tell help
him,
it.
You can't if you knew him. You know, if you knew him, you'd like him. If he was your coach, you'd love him. Please don't hold it against me that there are people that I liked before I got here that I'm not going to stop liking, and Cal's one of them.
Now, you had a column this week, Greg, about how Kentucky is kind of where Indiana wants to be. And, you know, quite honestly, Kentucky's where, you know, a lot of schools would want to be at
sure.
this point. They've had quite a bit of success. But you wrote that there was kind of a quiet movement to get Cal to come there, you know, 8 or 10 years ago. And obviously that didn't happen, and now he's here. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that was Mary Jo, I mean, you're right. There's 340-something Division I schools, and all of them, but about four or five, you know, Duke, Kansas, North Carolina, that might be it, think that we should be, we wish we were Kentucky because we're not good enough. Everybody else would love to be Kentucky. But of course, I mean, Hampton would love to be Kentucky. You know, I mean, Wichita State would love to be Kentucky. But Indiana, once upon a time, was Kentucky. You know, Indiana won 5 national titles, and they had Bob Knight doing Bob Knight things, and they were the dominant program, if not the dominant program. If you had a short list of them, they were on that list, just like Kentucky was. Well, unlike Kentucky, which you know had a few down years, you know, 25 years ago, whenever that was, and bounced back with authority, and now is right back at the top. Indiana hasn't really been special, with the exception of one lightning bolt of a season when Mike Davis in 2002, went to the Final Four, and no one saw that coming. Except for that one season, they've not done anything special in 30 years. So they've really not been Indiana, and they've not been Kentucky. So that story in my state went over. Everybody understood that one. Cal wanted the job in Indiana. I mean, who wouldn't? And I'm not saying he wanted to leave Kentucky. This is before he was at Kentucky. He was
yes.
at Memphis,
right.
And there's a lot of factors there. Yeah, one factor was, A, you know, Indiana's, and especially 8 years ago, was really, really special, and still is. But, B, he was at Memphis right when college sports were shifting their landscape, and it was leagues like what Memphis was in back then, and here's how much college basketball has changed. I don't even remember what that league was. I don't even remember which one league they were in. It was shifting, and he saw it shifting, and so the end of the job came open twice, and he was interested. And he had a guy named Brian Evans played for him. And if you ever saw the movie Blue Chips, I'm pretty sure Brian Evans was one of the guys that played one of the players in the Shaq O'Neal movie Blue Chips. Anyway,
yes.
Brian Evans played for
yes.
Cal. Yeah, Brian Evans played for Cal, the New Jersey Nets. And so when the IU job came open, I think the second time in 08, he was pushing hard for Cal, and people were talking about Cal in Bloomington, but they went a different direction. So, and listen, it worked out for everybody. Everybody, well, maybe not for Indiana, but it worked out really well for Cal and really well for Kentucky.
So today, obviously, there's, you know, enough on the line as it is with a berth in the Sweet 16. But does this game, do you think, for those reasons, mean more for Tom?
You know what? I don't know if you saw this. It's on my Twitter feed. There's a short little video of me and being interviewed
yes.
by... Did you see that one?
I did see that.
I was that was the question I was asked. I was so your listeners who don't know, I was asked a question yesterday on TV. Does this game mean more for Crean than Calipari? And I was in the middle of saying, absolutely it does. Not that Cal doesn't want to win. That's not the point. The point is, Calipari is a lifetime appointment. He's a Supreme Court justice in that state. He's got a job as long as he wants it, and we all know it. I mean, he's that good, and so, yeah, he'd like to win every game, but his tenure at Kentucky will never be defined by any one game. Whereas Crean, is, as I was trying to say, Crean still has a faction of fans, a pretty large faction, that just aren't quite sure because, again, Indiana used to be Kentucky, and until Indiana starts going to Final Fours again, there's a lot of people that just aren't going to be sure about Crean because they, you know, they want Bob Knight to come back and go to the Final Four. So I was in the middle of saying that, not ripping Crean, but just explaining that absolutely of the two coaches, the one guy with more to gain by winning this game with his fan base is Crean. And right when I said that,
right.
Down this hallway in the basketball center here in Des Moines, Tom Crean's walking by, and he hears me.
Hears you
says,
say it.
Yes. He says, "Are you?" And I then kind of jokingly said, "Yep, Crean's got to win this game or he's fired." And Crean says, "Are you going to write that story again? Because I wrote that last year." Awkward.
But they don't read anything.
Awkward.
But they don't. Yeah, they don't read the papers or watch TV though.
Yeah, they
does this
read
have
that
the same
Mary
feeling?
Mary
does this have the same feeling? Go ahead.
When the biggest paper in the state writes that the basketball coach at Indiana should be fired, they read that one.
I think they do.
Does but anyway, real quick, not to hijack your show, but I just want to. I know I've been very, very high on Calipari this whole time with you guys, and I do love the guy. But Crean and I get along too, so I don't want to leave the impression with everybody out there that Crean and I hate each other or anything like that. I did write last year he should be fired. There was off court stuff. Guys were getting arrested and all this stuff, and I said enough. That was a year ago. Indiana has been great off the court pretty much since then, and Crean has actually calmed down.
And that was a fair article.
Huh?
And I think even you've said this is maybe his best job this year.
You could say that because, now 2 years ago, 4 years ago, he had a team that number one in the country for a while. They beat Kentucky that year, Christian Watford shot, and of course, actually that was the year after the Watford shot. That was the year after Kentucky knocked him out of the tournament. Well, the next year, Indiana reaches number one, is number one seed. They lost in the Sweet 16 to Syracuse, and so people around here are still mad about that. But this is, as far as overachieving, having a likable team, all these things, this is really far and away the best coaching job he's done in 8 years in Indiana.
Does this have that same feeling back in 2010 where there was this build-up? This was like, here's the moment when Indiana basketball can ascend back to elite college basketball level with that game against Kentucky. And then, you know, got there, like you just said, number one the year after the 2012-13 season. And now have fallen back again and now arise Big Ten regular season champ. And here's a moment again. Does it have that sense with the fans that here we are, we're on the cusp of taking it again?
Yeah, I'm sure it does. That makes a lot. That sounds right. In fact, that would have been not a bad column to write today. instead, I wrote something that a lot of people probably already know: that Crean and Calipari, you know, the fan bases hate each other, but the coaches love each other. But that's a great point. The thing I realized that 4 or 5 years ago, at the time, IU was unranked when Watford hit that shot, and Kentucky was number one. This kind of feels a little bit different to me. Maybe because because Indiana's best player is a senior. Yogi Ferrell's turning, he's a point guard. He's going to be gone. Their second best player, Troy Williams, is probably going to turn pro, and everybody kind of thinks that. They've got a couple seniors. You know, IU is not going to be as good next year as this year. This year they're going to be good, but this doesn't feel like program is on the rise, and boy, they can turn the corner next year. But at the same time, not that this is a one shot deal. IU, you better win big this year. Or it's over. It's not that bleak, but this is a game where if they win this game, anything is possible this year. Now, the problem is North Carolina's waiting in the next round, perhaps, but Kentucky's damn good. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but I saw them play in person the other night. They blew somebody out. Doesn't matter who they beat. I don't even know who it was. They blew them out. Stony Brook, maybe. I was so impressed with Kentucky, in person. It's just different. When you see them in person, you see somebody how big they all are. You see how big their guards are. You see how the waves of big men coming off the bench. You see all that stuff in person, and you realize, oh, my gosh. That's a special group of players right there. So if you can beat Kentucky in this tournament, you can beat anybody. So this is a chance for IU, yes, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Greg, thank you so much. One of the, I would say, handful of must-read columnists nationwide. I mean, all your stuff is awesome. I really appreciate you coming on this morning. We do. So thank you very much, and we will be reading your stuff on IndyStar.com.
Well, Dan and Mary Jo, listen, enjoy today. It's going to be a fun one. I'm sorry, Dan, for talking over you, but thank you for having me on. If you're going to say something nice, please say it.
Nothing but glowing reviews after the break for Greg Doyle.
Okay,
thank
guys.
You so much, man.
Bye-bye. We'll be back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Show's season opening event. An incredible four-day sale happening now through Sunday with huge deals in every department. Save 10% on putters, wedges, demo clubs, junior sets, and more. Take 15% off bags, carts, travel bags, shoes, and apparel. Save $50 on drivers, $299 and up. And $100 on iron sets and package sets, $499 and up. Some manufacturer restrictions may apply. Don't miss the season opening event at Edwin Watts in Lexington. Home of the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
For the last 30 years, our law firm has been in a fistfight with the establishment. Gigantic insurance companies, big tobacco, the pharmaceutical industry, and oil companies like BP. We hit them hard where it counts, right in the pocketbook. Results of $1.2 billion, $90 million, $40 million. So many verdicts of more than $1 million over the years. Billions and billions of dollars for our clients. You heard that right. Billions. As a poor boy growing up in Kentucky, I remember what it was like to feel helpless against the powerful. When my brother was paralyzed at 18, I watched the establishment bully him in the legal system. I became enraged and vowed to one day fight back for all of us. This is all very personal to me. Let our experience and financial strength fight for you. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Visit us at InfinityOfLexington.com.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. And LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. At this hour, we are 70 minutes away from the opening game of round two of the NCAA tournament when Wichita State takes on Miami. The Shockers will be playing their fourth game since Tuesday night, but there's no reason they can't beat the Hurricanes, in the opinion of ESPN college basketball analyst Miles Simon.
You almost can never bet against Fred VanVleet and Ron Baker. These guys have played in the Final Four. They went 35-0 before losing to Kentucky 2 years ago, and they knocked off Kansas in the Sweet 16 last year. And they're number one in the country in defensive efficiency. I think they shut down Miami's guards, and I think they win the game and move on to the Sweet 16.
VanVleet and Baker have a 9-3 record in the NCAA tournament with Wichita State. Another fantastic NBA Saturday night showcase coming up when the defending champion Warriors face the Spurs. 7:30 Eastern, ESPN Radio, 8:30 Eastern on ABC. Draymond Green and his Golden State teammates have won seven straight thanks to last night's victory in Dallas.
You know, it's the NBA. We're going to have back-to-backs. And a part of reaching what we want to reach, you got to win those back-to-backs. So San Antonio is not the fastest playing team anyway, you know, so that maybe help out a little bit, but overall, I mean, we're a pretty young team. I think we'll be fine.
Spurs have won 43 straight home games, and you can include the Warriors among those teams having problems in the Alamo City. They have lost their last 32 regular season trips there. Golden State center Andrew Bogut strained left big toe is doubtful. Injured Grizzlies Vince Carter and Zach Randolph are game time decisions versus the Clippers tonight.
Golden State, San Antonio. The top two teams in the West meet in what could be a preview of the Western Conference Finals. Warriors, Spurs. Presented by La Quinta Inns and Suites. Today at 7:30 Eastern on ABC and ESPN Radio.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
It's a sweet Saturday. Not only are we at Courtesy Acura with Dan Glass, the king of sweet deals.
Not only is the Sweet 16 going on at Rupp Arena.
Right. Is there something else, too?
Oh, a chance for the Sweet 16 on the line, Indiana
yes.
and Kentucky.
Yes.
And this guy's sitting sitting to my left is a little sweet. He's a little sweetie.
Sweet. Call him a sweetie. I don't know if you want to say sweet.
Sweet.
I just saw this. Scalper's Delight in Providence, Pete Thamel, says,
$400 just to get in the door, Yale Duke. I think they can afford right?
They
can afford that. Also,
I love Jay Billis yesterday morning said, yeah, as if anyone's feeling bad for anyone in this game. It's just a bunch of kids that couldn't get into Harvard and ones that couldn't get into Yale.
They're at Versus, Vandy. Yeah. They lost. Stephen F. Austin has invited Stone Cold Steve Austin to his game against Notre Dame. Very cool. Now, this game today against Indiana, Marcus Lee said, if they want to run, we'll run with them. I don't know if that's such a good idea for Indiana. What do you think?
Matthew Lawrence joins us now, by the way.
I just said
to my left is sweet.
I'm sorry, I did not.
She just said,
give you a proper
that I was a sweetie.
Yes. That's so people said. Probably assumed and Matt. It was Matthew.
Yeah,
Lawrence.
I'm sure they did.
They when you when old Matthew sweetie. There?
So the last time Matthew was on our show was the South Carolina game. We were both nervous about it. You said
cakewalk.
Yes.
Blowout.
And I knew as soon as you walked in the door today. I know that's what you're going to say about this one.
First thing you said to me, are you going to say? And my answer is yes. 15. Or more.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not
15
I have no
or more.
You people now I love you guys. I know you know what you're talking about. Except in these cases. Really, seriously.
So say you're right. Say that happens.
Okay.
And say North Carolina wins.
Yeah.
Is that would you see a different scenario there?
Yeah.
That's tougher,
that,
right?
I have said since the beginning of the year. Once we started to play the way we saw we could play, the only team that worries me in the whole country is North Carolina, because not only do they have four or five really big guys, they're very talented big guys, they're athletic, they're fast, they have good guards, they have three good guards, two that play and one Nate Britt who comes off the bench. That team worries me. Because I'm afraid of them getting us in foul trouble. If one of their big guys gets in foul trouble, they bring another big guy off the bench. Mm-hmm. That's the one team. If we get by them, especially with what happened the first 2 days in this tournament.
It's been crazy.
West Virginia, gone. Michigan State, gone. All on our side.
Yeah.
I mean, by the way, I just put a thing up on Twitter. The bracket with the Michigan State starting the first game all the way up through the championship game of Michael Jordan's crying face on the bracket. Some of the memes from this tournament have been unbelievable.
Oh.
But I even said to my wife this morning, the whole thing is opening up. If we can get by North Carolina. And
that's a Final Four game right there.
It is. But here's the other thing. We're not sure North Carolina is going to get there. With what's happened yesterday, for the first time in history, a 12, 13, 14, and 15 seed won on the same day. I'm assuming North Carolina is going to get there. I don't think we can assume anything from this point on.
And we got to get there, too. I know you're not as
we
worried today. But
I am really confident about our ability to get there.
Look, if Indiana wants to run, I agree with you here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if Indiana wants to run and Kentucky runs with them, Kentucky is 15 points better in that kind of game.
Right.
So I don't know why Indiana
wouldn't want us. If we're not in foul trouble, I think.
Well, they won't be in foul trouble if you're running. See, that's to me, if I'm Indiana, I want to make it a half-court game.
Right.
And
pound it down there. Right.
And get Marcus Lee and Scalabissier and Alex Poitras, those guys who have proven they like to foul, get those guys in foul trouble and make it a short game.
Yeah, but I hate to say this for the two Indiana fans listening to us right now. Tom Crean's not going to do that.
No.
This is an ego game
also.
Tom Crean is going to go, you want to run with Indiana? I'll show you.
Yeah.
Hopefully
it's 102-90 like it was last time.
Yeah, and then we can watch Tom Crean run up and down the bench in front of his bench. And the coaches, I heard you talking about poor Sean Miller. I mean, you know, the coaches are half the show in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, I know.
And, you know, Tom Crean going back and forth up and down that like he's in a racewalk in the Olympics or something.
You remember Ron's
part of it.
Remember Ron Hunter last year fell off his chair? That was awesome.
Awesome. I can't wait for this game. I can't wait for the other games today. It's fantastic. The whole thing is fantastic.
What actually makes me the most nervous is that every NCAA tournament, it's it doesn't matter where they put us, and usually it's a little closer to home than this, but our fans show up like crazy. Now, I think that it's from everything that I've read and seen, Kansas fans are everywhere,
yeah,
and they have dominated the tickets there. But Indiana has a really nice showing, too. We may have the third most fans of any team there.
Yeah, actually, the guys, I was surprised because the comments after our first game were, it was dead in
yeah.
here.
Please come to
you
Des Moines.
Never, ever. I don't think I've been here 7 years. I've never heard that one time, no matter where Kentucky has played. I've never heard that.
Asking
one time.
Fans to come.
Yeah. It'll be different today.
I think it will be.
Indiana
too.
Game. I mean, it's going to be different. I mean, it's the weekend as well.
Right.
Makes a little difference.
I think a lot of people somehow made their way out there Thursday. Yeah. Okay. We're not losing that game. And then kind of made their way, like you said, it's Saturday. It's not a difficult drive. It's a lot of miles, but it's a straight road through the cornfields to get there. And, you know, you just put it on cruise control and hold your steering wheel in between your knees and go. It's not really that tough a drive. So,
you know, I think something we take for granted, too, with this, what's going on, because Greg was talking about Indiana wants to beat Kentucky. Everybody wants to beat Kentucky, blah, blah, blah. We're experiencing something that's otherworldly. It's not even Kentucky. I mean, it's beyond Kentucky with what John Calipari has done. Like 23-4 since he got here in the NCAA tournament. Like, it's nobody else is close. Duke is 18 in that time frame.
But and those losses are not today. They're not in the round of 32.
No. Elite yeah. Eight, Final Four,
championship
game.
I can't believe he lost four games.
He shouldn't have lost to West Virginia in 2010.
It should be better.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Those four, it should be two, and there would be two more national championships.
That's just bad coaching.
Yeah.
Did you see the special Bleacher Report had on the 2010 team?
I have not watched it yet, but I need to.
Well, they talked to DeMarcus Cousins, Eric Bledsoe, John Wall, Patrick Patterson, just about how that 2010 West Virginia game just still eats them alive. And Calipari was like, couldn't hit a shot. That was our one weakness, and it showed up that night. And
well, that's but still, that's what makes this tournament.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, if you watch those games yesterday, the Middle Tennessee game,
they just kept coming at you,
and the Northern Iowa game.
Oh man,
I mean,
but West Virginia got smoked yesterday, and then afterwards, someone asked Bob Huggins. There've been a lot of bad questions by reporters.
Boy, have there.
But said, "Is this the worst loss of your career?" And in true Huggins fashion, just said, you know, I've had about 300 of them.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Huggy is
he's the greatest.
He's awesome.
He is awesome. And they looked like that game was shocking to me because
yeah.
I had West
they
Virginia.
They were never in it.
I
yeah.
had us playing West Virginia.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like the teams, they switched teams and put the uniforms on of the other team.
They were never in it.
Well, there's something about these conferences. There's this perception, and it's the media, you know, keep proliferates it and through
absolutely.
ESPN and all that. The SEC is not nearly as bad as they think it is. The Big Ten is not nearly as good as they thought it is.
Well,
the
Big 12 got all sorts of hype.
Right.
But now look who's out. Call, you know.
Pac-12, too.
Yeah, Pac-12. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, it's all relative. I mean, these small
yeah.
schools, just because they don't play that level of competition all the time
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean that they've got a chance. What happens is they have teams that have been together for a little while, a lot of times, you know, good senior, junior-led teams.
They don't
teams.
Get the one-and-dones at those schools,
right.
and so they have veteran guys. And
exactly.
they're real. Did you watch the Stephen F. Austin
yeah,
game?
That yeah, that kid is.
They are really good.
And he even said that afterwards. It's like, I, you know, no one talks about us, but like we're fluke. We're the real deal, guys.
I don't care what conference you play in. They're 59-1 in the last 2 years.
yeah.
Like, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be able to play. The Yale-Duke game
yeah.
today. Everybody is going, it's Yale. It's the Ivy League. Let me tell you something. That kid, also a great name, Mekhi Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's like a movie star name. That kid had 30 against Baylor. That kid, except for Kentucky maybe and maybe Indiana, would start for almost every team in the country.
And look, in the last few years, the Ivy League has had some success.
Harvard
in the
has
tournament.
Had good teams. Princeton, a lot of people
Cornell?
Thought, a lot of people thought Princeton should have gotten in the at-large field this year. They were really good. These teams that nobody sees all year, all of a sudden, and think about it, you're growing up, You're playing ball. It's the most important thing to you. And now you get a chance to play on CBS in the NCAA tournament. You want to talk about hungry?
Yeah.
Hello.
I thought Seth Greenberg made a good point this morning when I was watching. He said these teams expect to win. Like Middle Tennessee State had won 28 games this year.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So they
winning
they take the
breeds winning.
Yeah,
and
they take the court
and
thinking they're going to win a game that they've experienced that all year. So why not?
And here's the thing about basketball: it's not like football where you have 22 guys on the field.
Right.
And if you have a lot better athletes on your team, you're going to win.
Yeah.
Five guys on the court at a time, and there's a lot of really good basketball players in the country right now. And Australia and other places they're coming from. It is not that big a stretch when this stuff happens. And these guys, the other factor, great coaches that we've never heard of.
Yeah.
I mean, we're looking on the sideline and going, "Who? Ben Jacobson from Northern Iowa? How good a coach is that guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who just signed a 10-year extension. He has gotten hit on. to use a term, by every major school, 10-year extension. I love it here. My family loves it here. I'm not going anywhere. I mean, he's really good.
That's what I love about this week is because the Sweet 16 boys basketball tournament's going on at the same time.
Yep.
And then you have all these upsets.
That's
the
other
round.
Sweet, by the way.
Yeah, that's the other sweet. You have all these upsets going on in the NCAA tournament first round at the same time, and then the parallels of what you were talking about, five really good athletes, better talent, doesn't always win because you may have a team that plays really good team basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Christian County hadn't lost to a team in the state of Kentucky all season. Super quick, athletic, just looks like the team to win it all. Here comes South Laurel. They don't look like the team that's going to win that game. But they got a 6'9" big Mongo in the middle, and none of those Christian County kids can score up there. Next thing you know, South Laurel is in the semifinals.
Yeah.
Because they're well coached.
Right.
They've been together for a while. And you can be as athletic as you want and talented as you want, but if you're not a good team.
Yeah, the guy at Middle Tennessee been there 14 years. I mean, that's not.
And Northern Iowa, again, watch them pass the ball. Watch how sharp and crisp everything is with their offense. Those are guys that have played together 3-4 years. They know where everybody is in that system.
Mm-hmm.
And you take a little break during the game, you're going to pay for it. It's awesome. It's great. If you love basketball, it's great to watch.
Speaking of taking a little break.
Yeah.
We must do that now. Mark Story from the Lexington Herald Leader will join us next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Who's faking it at ESPN?
I'm all in with Golic.
Who's faking it on College Basketball Analysis?
I would say everyone with the exception of Jay Billis, Seth Greenberg, Jay Williams, Dick Vitale.
Is Stephen A. Smith faking it?
He's the inventor of them boys.
Yeah, he is the inventor of them boys.
Dan Lebatard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Uncle Matteo's is a place where you build the pizza without getting your hands dirty. You talk directly to the pizza maker. Tell them exactly what you want. A little more of this, a little less of that. And can I add that too? Until it's exactly how you want. Uncle Matteo's is the place with almost limitless options. First, you choose whether you want a handmade pizza, gourmet salad, or a delicious foldwich. Our pizza has 3 different dough options, 6 different sauce options, and over 45 different cheese, meat, and veggie toppings. We make our own dough every day. Marinate and grill our chicken and steak in-house every morning. Real fresh, real fast. Online ordering and catering available on Euclid next to Kroger.
Matthew Lawrence here, and you and I have something in common. We love sports and we love movies. I've had DirecTV for 7 years because they offer the most sports and a huge selection of on-demand movies at no extra charge. Now, the best way to get DirecTV? From my friends at Impact Satellite, and here's why. First, you can get a $100 Visa gift card when they sign you up for new DirecTV service. Second, you might be eligible for another $100 Visa gift card only from Impact Satellite if you're a Sam's Club or Costco member.
contact Impact Satellite for details. When you get new DirecTV service, you need to do it through Impact Satellite because they'll make sure you save as much money as possible. Impact Satellite is a local company. Their local installers are on time and do the job right, and they specialize in helping you select the right viewing package. Impact Satellite in Georgetown, 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber, or call them at 502-867-0157. Tell them I sent you. Save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Let's go Wildcats! Whether you love him or you hate him, Big Blue Nation, we know you can impersonate him.
That's right.
Sweet.
Hey, now, that was pretty sweet.
That's right. It's Dan Glass from Courtesy on Wills, and he wants you, BBN, to give your best sweet impersonation during Sweet Madness. It's going on now through March 23rd.
That's right. Hey, Big Blue Nation, get to Sweeten for Sweet Madness.
That's right. Take a video selfie of your most creative, unique impersonation of Sweet. Oh, this should be interesting. Upload it to the Courtesy on Wills Facebook page, and you could be a winner.
The final four videos be featured on Courtesy on Wheels, and the grand prize impersonator wins a prize pack valued at over $2,000.
That's right.
Plus, co-host Courtesy on Wheels with me, Sweet.
Visit CourtesyOnWheels.com for all the Sweet Madness details. So get to Sweeten BBN and join in on the madness.
Everybody rides at North Broadway Auto. Now is the perfect time of year to reward yourself for all your hard work. Tax time is the right time to find the quality ride at North Broadway Auto. Bad credit? No credit? Bankruptcy? No problem. With over 150 cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from, we are here to help you find the vehicle that fits your style. Visit our website at www.northbroadwayautos.com to find out more about our incredible inventory. Call 293-2353. Or stop by 131 West New Circle Road at the corner of Old Paris Pike and New Circle. Right on the corner, right on the price. That's North Broadway Auto.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I had sent a request to Sean to play this song, but I was joking. It was just a joke.
Joke with Sean.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with Sweet 16 or anything. It was a very cynical joke I was making. We'll discuss it later. Indiana and Kentucky today around 5:15 or so in Des Moines, Iowa. It's going to be a good one. You just know it's going to be a good one. Mark Story is there in the land of corn. From the Lexington Herald Leader and Kentucky.com, and he joins us now on the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Mark, thank you for carving out some time for us in that lovely city that you're in this morning.
Okay, dumbest Mark Story move of the week. Picking California in the Final Four or not bringing a coat to Des Moines.
Oh.
Picking California in the Final Four.
The coat, because Mark is married, right? Aren't you married? Mm-hmm. Okay, and he has a wife.
Well, if you're married, that's what that means.
He has a wife that cares about him and probably said, don't forget a coat, which means Mark didn't listen to his wife. I would say that is the more critical mistake.
You could probably make it all better by just driving a little bit north and going to the great state of Minnesota.
They'll have a coat at the border.
They will. They have coats.
For you.
Free coats.
I've never spent a bad day in the Twin Cities. I love Minneapolis. But I would say this, Des Moines is really nice. I mean, it's a little chilly, but it's a really nice city. I hadn't been here since I was a kid. And,
now, Mark, have you noticed any more people in blue there today? Not Kansas blue, but...
You know, I haven't
blue?
Really been outside the hotel yet, so I can't really say. Since I've been here, Kansas has the far and away the largest fan following, at least here. And if that stays true today, that's probably bad for Kentucky, because I would think if the game is close, I would guess the Kansas fans would cheer for Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah, you would think so.
Everybody except Kentucky fans are going to be cheering for Indiana.
That may be true. I don't know, but there are a whole lot of Kansas fans here. It's why they matter.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, I got a question for you. T.J. Beisner was on with us yesterday. He said in Des Moines they actually have restaurants with TVs and beer. Is that true?
That does appear to be true.
Mark, you grew up with this Indiana-Kentucky rivalry. Can you kind of get a sense of the feeling here for this one? That because after 42 years in a row of playing every season, for it to go away, you thought, well, they'll work it out. Well, they haven't. And now this appears until Indiana gives in to Calipari's I'm only playing on a neutral floor, or Calipari's never giving in to the other thing. This is going to be the way it goes for these teams to meet.
I think Kentucky and Indiana will play regularly again at some point, but I think it's probably going to take we'll probably be under the next head coaches. I think probably Kentucky will have a new head coach, and Indiana may have a new head coach when they start playing again every year. So, yeah. I mean, this is what we're going to have, and, you know, you can say what you want, and I think Kentucky and Indiana ought to play. I think to some extent how people feel about this series is somewhat generational. If, like me, you're old enough to remember the 1970s when Kentucky and Indiana was arguably the most intense college basketball rivalry in the country, you know, it's the rivalry that, you know, people miss. I think for, you know, some of the younger fans who just remember, you know, Kentucky, or just know that Kentucky has beaten Indiana 17 of the last 22 meetings, and the rivalry, you know, slips somewhat, you know, maybe they don't miss it as much. But I do think in the long term, you know, my feeling is that there's basically five states in the country where college basketball is the preeminent sport: North Carolina, Kentucky, Indiana, Kansas, and Connecticut. Well, Kentucky and Indiana, you know, are the two of those five states that share a long border and have a long history with each other. And I just think they ought to play. And I think eventually that will
And four
happen.
Of them play each other today.
Their high school all-stars play.
Because Kansas
other.
Plays Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
with North Carolina looming for either Kentucky or Indiana.
I think Indiana ought to play every year. But like I said, I don't think that's going to happen. So there's no point worrying about it. And it's going to be a great game tonight.
So how do you see this shaking out then, Mark? I know, you know, Tyler Ulis, in my view, and I'm kind of a homer, admittedly, is the National Player of the Year with Buddy Hield. I think that could go either way. But to me, I'd pick Tyler. And Yogi Ferrell may be the best guard that he goes up against all year.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, how each team defends the other point guard. I sort of think Kentucky will put Isaiah Briscoe on Yogi Ferrell, partly just, you know, so Tyler, who is so important to Kentucky's offense, doesn't have to extend all that energy, you know, defensively. But I think Ferrell probably has to guard Ulis. I guess maybe Robert Johnson could guard Tyler, but put him on Ulis, then who guards Jamal Murray? So I think, you know, how each coach chooses to defend the other team's point guard going to be really interesting and could be a really big key to who wins the game.
I have a feeling that Isaiah Briscoe is going to guard Yogi Ferrell, at least for part of the time. And as you say, it's going to be really interesting to see. I know Yogi Ferrell, if Tyler's on him, he hasn't seen the kind of pressure a point guard can put on him like he's going to see with Tyler if he guards him.
Well, Tyler, being the SEC Defensive Player of the Year, is obviously very good at defending the ball. You know, but Briscoe is too, and he's strong. You know, and you know, maybe could, you know, use his body to sort of wear Yogi Ferrell down some. So, yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how Calipari chooses to play him.
Do you think Tom Crean is going to run? They say they want to run, and Calipari is going to run with him. I mean, it seems to benefit Kentucky more than Indiana.
Well, I think you have to, you know, sort of, what's the old coaching cliche, you dance with what brung you? Indiana's an up-tempo team. They led the Big Ten in scoring. I mean, that's how they play. And I don't know if – I assume the Indiana game was on in Lexington the other night. Having seen them, they were really impressive the other night. They looked good. Now, you know, Chattanooga, I'm not sure, played very well, you know, provided much defensive resistance. But Indiana was an impressive-looking team, and – maybe losing in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament turned out to be a blessing because they look very fresh. And yeah, I do think I think Indiana wants to play fast.
That's going to be fun. We want that. I mean, the 102-90 yeah. game in the 2012 tournament. I mean, that was maybe Indiana's best game of the season, other than the one where they actually beat Kentucky. But I mean, that was so entertaining, though.
Well, what I remember about that game was Calipari at his halftime interview with the TV network, and he basically said, you know, all we're missing here is the red, white, and blue ball. And that was
yep.
That was probably, just in terms of pure entertainment and getting up and down, the best Kentucky NCAA tournament game I've covered, just in terms of the fun factor.
So, you know that Indiana's kids and Kentucky's kids were both asked yesterday about the rivalry, and of course Indiana, for them, it's, you know, they wanted this shot at Kentucky, and you hear on the other side, you know, it's not really like Indiana's a rival. None of these kids have ever played against Indiana. I'm sure, you know, Dominique Hawkins or Derek Willis, you know, they've got...
Derek Willis was asked what he knows about Indiana. He goes, Bob Knight, throw a chair?
Didn't he throw a chair?
That's all I know.
That about says it all right there.
But so with that, well, I just have this expectation that Indiana's going to come out so much more juiced than Kentucky. But Cal is also such a master manipulator when it comes to his players' mindsets. And watching what happened in the tournament yesterday, hearing his, you know, woe is me about where they were seated and where they had to go, what do you think Cal has told this team to kind of prepare them for the onslaught that Indiana's going to bring and just, you know, how it's over with if they don't win? I mean, it's over.
Well, I think in any rivalry, the team that is on the short end of the outcome tends to have more emotion. As I mentioned earlier, Indiana is 5-17 in its last 22 games with Kentucky. So, yeah, I think they will bring more emotion into the game. But I think, you know, to some extent, the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee, who, in my opinion, sort of made a mess of the seeding of this tournament, but they probably, to some extent, played into Calipari's hands because he's a master at sort of the us-against-the-world motivation, and they're all out to get us. And I think Kentucky will be plenty ready for what I'm sure will be a whole lot of emotion Indiana's bringing into this game.
Well, it should be a fun one, Mark. You're going to have a good seat, I know. Wish I was there. I bet a lot of Kentucky fans are going to come in, though, that weren't there for Stony Brook just because of this game and the fact that Kentucky and Indiana don't play on a yearly basis anymore. So thank you for making time for us, and definitely enjoy it. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye,
unfortunately,
Mark.
They are playing this in Wells Fargo Arena, so you won't even need a coat.
He didn't hear that. He probably hung up before he said that. But all right, we are.
I just got to say, it was kind of a leap, that whole thing about his wife and the coat. And
did I mess that up?
Well, not messed up. It's just it was interesting to me that that's where you went with that, other than him just getting in the car and going, you know what, it was 75 degrees when I left. I don't have a coat.
Or you know what, I'm going to Iowa.
He turned it into like a marital situation here.
Well, that's, you know, the
just
the,
interesting. That's all I'm saying.
The wives have the motherly instinct.
Yes, they do.
So they,
you're right.
You know, they give you that.
You're right.
Bring
and
your
no
coat.
Doubt, you're right,
hey,
about that.
I don't need a coat. You don't know what you're talking about. We are here at Courtesy Acura off of Nicholasville Road. We have free hats that say cats on them. They say sweet
very
on the side.
Cool hats,
yes,
by the way.
Courtesy of Dan Glass. And he's going to join us next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A-plus rating from the BBB. Brothers Auto Sales is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for sales. Their top-notch service department is there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5. Brothers Auto Sales, 285 East New Circle at the corner of Bryan Station Road or on the web at brothersautosales.com. No gimmicks, no games, no high pressure, just the best prices on quality pre-owned vehicles in Central Kentucky, period. Brothers Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Andy Jarvis, commercial loan officer with Community Trust Bank. Community Trust Bank has been recognized as the top community bank SBA lender in Kentucky for 7 consecutive years. We are here to help you grow your business with the right loan to fit your specific needs. Stop by and see us at any of our 6 convenient locations here in Lexington. We look forward to working with you.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I have often wondered why people would hire law firms many miles from their homes.
sometimes well over 100. This is why we have fully staffed offices throughout Kentucky and conveniently located for you. And I mean real offices, not a post office box. You can drive over anytime. When you want to meet with your lawyer, we're close by. And if you've been injured and are unable to come to us, we'll come to you 7 days a week. Also, if you ever have questions about your case, visit forthepeople.com 24 hours a day. And you can always call our office, even at 3 in the morning. Try it. Being connected to you is our goal number one. For over 25 years, we've been here when you needed us most. It has been our honor to represent you and your family. Call or visit us anytime. We're here for you. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices Lexington.
Avis is your one-stop shop for all your car rental needs. Renting all size cars from compact through luxury and even 7, 12, and 15 passenger vans. Feel the rush and drive one of Avis's cool cars for special occasions or no occasion at all. Call 281-1681.
With over 55 years in Lexington, Avis has you covered, offering rates for every need, including daily, weekend, weekly, and even mini lease rates. Avis, we try harder so you don't have to.
Call 281-1681. That's 281-1681. Avis is your one-stop shop for all your truck rental needs. Whether moving your home or business, Avis has you covered, offering any size truck to fit your need. 15, 18, 24-foot trucks, flatbed trucks, and even cargo vans, all with automatic transmissions. Call 281-1681.
Avis offers daily, weekend, weekly, and mini lease rates. And to make the move easier, lift gates, ramps, and two-wheel dollies are available. With over 55 years in Lexington, Avis is a name you can trust.
For all your truck rental needs, call Avis. 281-1681. That's 281-1681.
Are you ready for Wing Madness?
Come into Wing Zone this March for Wing Madness. Start strong and fill up your home team with a 32-wing combo of two flavors, two apps, and a 2-liter drink for only $35.99. If you have a smaller squad, try 16 wings of two flavors, two apps, and a 2-liter for only $19.99. Try Wing Zone's brand new flavor with your combo, Garlic Butter Blast. Online coupons are available, so get on now to plan your game day feast. 259-1300 in Southland Rush, 259-1400 Eureka Springs. Get in the zone with Wing Zone Madness.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I don't know. All of a sudden, everything I heard a boop. Sweet. It's my fault. Hey, just blame it on Dan. That's right. Just blame it on me. Well, if we are on, we are on with Dan Glass here at Courtesy Acura off Nicholasville Road. And Dan is holding a cat's hat that says sweet right on the side of it. Got a nice Velcro backing on it. And we you can have one.
We give a few away. We got a few left to come. Come on out and get one. That's right. See Matt. He'll give you one at the front door. Sweet.
And we were asking you off air, you know, when you started the TV show, Courtesy on Wheels. 1997.
That's right.
And you told us that it changed so much you had to add like 14 phone lines in the first month.
First month, it was July 1997. We added 14 phone lines to facilitate all the incoming, outgoing, going phone calls.
The power of advertising,
folks.
That's
right. Whenever in doubt, advertise.
That's right.
I'm an advocate of it. Yes. That's right. Promote. Sweet. That's right. But we have Big Blue Madness, and of course, you know, we got Sweet Madness going on here at Courtesy. So if you think you can do sweet, just get on CourtesyOnWheels.com and then go to our Facebook page and upload your best sweet. And we're going to pick a grand prize winner to Jeezel. And,
you say we're going to pick a grand prize winner, but really it's your mom.
Mama
Glass. My mom is, yes.
Yes.
We're going to narrow it down to four, and we're going to let mom pick.
From the final four.
From the final four. Pretty cool, right?
That is cool.
This is our first adventure in social media. Oh, boy. I didn't have a Facebook page until 3 weeks ago. How far behind am I?
Well, right? How's that going for you? Are you? Is it time consuming now?
It's the biggest waste of time there ever was. It's social media. I think you burn more time doing nothing. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Oh, I hope
the Facebook
no one ever clocks me how much time I spend on Facebook and
Twitter
crazy. And stuff.
It's nuts.
I would be just devastated.
I think I'm already burnt out on it, but anyway.
The Facebook stuff, but the Twitter.
You tweet a lot.
Well, you get.
How often do you tweet?
You get informational updates.
Okay.
I don't tweet too much. Not.
How much is too much?
Too much would be like 3 or 4 times an hour, I would think, right?
Oh, my gosh. That's a bunch.
I might tweet every day. Most days.
A quick spurt.
Mary Jo, how many times you tweet a day?
I don't know, but I have.
I've tweeted
20,000 times.
Sweet.
But then that counts like replying
now,
to people.
Since when, though?
Stuff.
Since when? Since 1998. When did it start? 1998. When did they just had their anniversary, right?
I don't remember. The reason I tell you the reason I joined is John Calipari got on it.
That's exactly when I joined.
Well, he got on it. Like, I got to be on it if I'm going to do my job.
Because he was like releasing stuff on Twitter.
Right, and the whole reason I'm on it is informational. You get stuff like we know right now that Connecticut is pounding Robert Morris, the women, 46-4.
See, that's criminal. Who paired them up? That shouldn't happen.
46-4.
That
shouldn't happen. That shouldn't happen.
Like they should send their third squad out there and beat them.
Also,
right?
Rutgers has hired Stony Brook's coach.
Yeah, just like that.
Just after getting walloped by Kentucky.
So you see tweeting as a source of information. It's like your Fox News or CNN or
something. Instant information.
Right?
I can be sitting there at the Sweet 16 basketball tournament at Rupp Arena
and
immediately find out something.
Maybe you need to show Sweet how to figure
also,
out.
There's probably no other way without Twitter that I would have been able to take a video of my six-month-old and send it directly to Jamal Murray.
Right.
Doing the bow and arrow.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, there's that too. Yeah, I don't have a cell phone or anything.
This kid right here, who's our
Mighty Duck,
our producer right here, he, I don't know, followed on Facebook one of the players from Oregon, right, football player. And just from that, he's never met him, but just from following him, the guy sent him his jersey from the Canadian Football League autograph. Send it right to his house.
That's right.
Social media connects you with people, but
all right. So I shouldn't.
The biggest thing is the information.
Sweet.
It's instant updates. You can, and that's the way they've done it now. That's
so about them cats, we're gonna rock out today.
Yeah,
we're rocking out. Sweet.
Now see, that's sometimes it's tough because when I'm watching the UK game, I want to be on Twitter so much that I miss things that happen. Instead of just actually watching the game, I watch my phone.
See, that's bad.
That's not good.
Yes,
that's
I keep hitting refresh so I can see someone tell me when Tyler Ulis just scored when I could probably
then you
got to
watch the replay.
Thank goodness. If I catch myself doing that, I go, God, put the thing down. Put it down. Watch the game. Be a person.
Yeah, there you go.
Be real.
Real life.
Instead of reading the tweet about the play that just happened in front of the TV that you're watching.
That's right. Hey, listen, if you're interested in, you know, I got to sell something.
Absolutely.
Trucks.
That's why we're here.
We got trucks. We got Acuras. We got SUVs. We got all kinds of stuff.
And you have, like,
we're
like
selling
Kentucky
cars,
Blue.
Like, everywhere, right?
I love it. But Kentucky Blue cars.
Right?
Awesome.
Sweet. Calipari Blue.
What are the best deals going on right now? Like
trucks, SUVs. That's what everybody wants, seems like, right now. We've got Silverados. They got Tornadoes under the hood. F-150s, Rams. Frontiers, you know, Acuras, we got MDX, RDX, we got best selection of used Nissan Rogues around right now. We got all kinds of stuff, RAV4s, CRVs, we got great selection of vehicles right now, all priced to sell. Yeah, we're selling cars like candy bars over there in the used car department. Just come on out and see us.
I'd like to leave here in an Acura. That would be.
I'm sure we can arrange that. Yeah. Matt, can we get you worked out? Lou will take your order. Just pick out what color you want. And we'll send the payment to your front door. Very low payment.
Solo!
Very low payment. Only $73 down. I'm sure you have that in your pocket. If not, I'll spot you that.
Well, if you just put on the back a big Courtesy on Wheels.
Right,
you know,
logo.
I'll drive it all over to
you. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
No problem.
I'm sure.
Don't worry about it.
Is that a trade deal? I think I do a little trade with this station. Lynn Martin. Check. Lynn Martin. Sweet. That's right. Where's Sparky at? Y'all didn't bring Sparky at today. That's your, your tech guy or whatever, the tall guy. His neck don't move. He goes like this.
He's talking about Scooter.
Scooter.
Sparky.
He impacted me, as you can tell. Like, he impacted me.
He made his mark. Left his mark on me.
Yeah, I've been to the station. That's right.
How are you going to watch this game today? Like, what are you – you got big plans for the game? How are you going to watch it?
Yeah, I just – you know, I pace a lot, you know. I get nervous. As you can tell, I have a lot of nervous energy. My legs go up and down all the time. It's nuts. I'm nuts.
Can't be contained.
No, but it's going to be great. We're going to win. Probably by six. What's the spread? I don't even know the spread.
I don't even know. I haven't even looked that up yet today.
I'll look it up. What's the spread?
Somebody guys here that gamble. Already.
Car salesmen gamble. They're big gamblers.
That's like UK by 3.5.
Oh, I was thinking six. But anyway, this is my confidence.
Do you have a big spread? Like, what's the food selection for today?
Oh, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. Canes. We're feeding everybody canes here at Courtesy today.
There you go.
Raising canes. We feed everybody at Courtesy every Saturday, by the way.
Free. Oh, I didn't know that.
Free. We cook out or we have catered in Yeah, we feed everybody, cast and crew. We feed about 50 people every Saturday. Come on out.
So you can get a free hat.
Free hat.
Free food.
Grub. Nourishment.
Put the selfie video up on the Facebook page, and you can get Trevino.
And win the $2,000 worth of prize pack, right?
I don't know. What are you going
There's
with
There's Burton. We have service. Service is open for another 2 hours. Low oil changes. Get your ride ready for those vacations, right? Got spring breakers going. Man, I tell you, don't do any texting and driving. I was coming back from the SEC tournament. And crashed, up and down I-65. It took forever to get back to Lexington.
I did hear
texting
that.
And driving. I mean, it was raining a little bit. I'm talking multiple crashes. And you can't tell me people weren't texting and driving.
Yeah.
Please don't do it. I'm guilty of it. Don't do it. I mean, people are crashing everywhere last Sunday. It was like rolling parking lot as we left Nashville after the championship. We cut down the nuts. And then we're coming back, you know. And just boom, boom, boom. It's terrible.
Ugh.
Don't text and drive.
No. Don't do that.
No.
Well, some of these cars, don't they have features like the voice activation stuff.
Oh, that's old school. All our cars got that now.
Yeah.
Free XM radio for 90 days.
The front collision sensor.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, like this car right here, it won't let you hit another car. Yeah, it stops you.
What's that, automatic MDX?
MDX, yeah, the brakes. It won't let you change lanes unless you want to, too. So you can see how these cars eventually will be self-driving because literally this MDX, you get on I-75, you're going to Cincinnati, okay?
Yeah.
You lock on your Rabbit. That's the guy that's doing 90. I don't advise driving that fast. But you lock on them and you hit another button. This car stays, or this SUV stays the same distance and stays within the lanes. You can virtually take your hands off the wheel. Although I get a lot of anxiety when that happens.
No. But I did see a 60-minute special on the whole self-driving cars.
Yeah, and then they all got the backup sensors.
Yeah.
And backup cameras. And so you don't run over people.
What is like the sharpest vehicle out here? The one that you're like, oh, God.
We got a lot of nice ones. I drive an MDX myself. It's
okay.
Very high luxury.
Yeah,
I've been
staring at it all day.
Very quiet. Seven passenger. You can all hold all your hood rat friends and drive around. The RDX is the five passenger version that it sells quite. You know, and then, but if you're truck buyers, we got some of the sharpest Silverados. We got a really nice limited Grand Cherokee over in the used car lot right now. We got some Dodge Rams to knock your eyeballs out. And some of the best selection of F-150 super cab, crew cab, four-wheel drives in the state right now. Got a great Uncle Joe. He buys them solo. I mean, we got some really good nice trucks over there. So.
Well, it's mulch season, too. I mean, everywhere you go, you smell cow manure in the air.
Yeah, they all got bed liners.
Yeah.
Got to have your bed liner.
Yeah.
My neighbor, Honeyman, he called me. He said, man, I ain't go get a bicycle. You bring a pickup truck home. That's a nice thing being in the car business. You drive whatever you want. You know, I'll drive a pickup truck today. Okay. You know. Yeah.
Hey, we want to get to the phone.
Sweet.
Are you okay with
that? We also have a Pontiac Solstice over there. You remember those convertibles? Which on Wednesday they say it's going to be 72 degrees.
Yeah.
If that Solstice is still around, I'm driving that Wednesday.
Baby.
It's going to be nice.
Yes,
it's got turbos. Sweet. Fast.
Hey, Steve wants to get on here. He's been holding for a while. Steve is on the line. Steve, welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show with Dan Glass.
Hey, guys.
Steve, what's up?
Good morning.
Hey, how are you? I was listening to you talking about the social media revolution and couple things struck me as one from I think it was yesterday that Dan Wolken tweeted out that the net worth of the fans at the Duke Yale game today will be equal to the GDP of some small countries.
Yeah. Yep, the one percenters. That's why you vote for Bernie Sanders. Vote for me. The 1% of the 1% of the 1% are making all the money. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Steve.
thank you, Bernie. With Mary Jo was talking about how the Twitter or social media has changed your habits. I mean, I know for me, I was thinking about this the other day, how crazy it is. I'm sitting there watching a ball game. I mean, my old TV died. I just bought a new one like 2 months ago, 65-inch TV. I'm sitting there, and I turn the sound of the TV off. I turn the radio on. So Tom and Mike, they're like, 8 to 10 seconds ahead of the video. So I'm sitting there listening to them, the audio of the radio. I'm looking at my iPad on Twitter, and then the only time I look up is when Tom, you know, when we score or something exciting happens, then I look up to watch it, and then you know go back to looking at the Twitter feed. I mean, it's crazy.
God, I've been there, Steve. I've been there. We keep buying bigger and bigger and bigger TVs so I can watch them on my smaller and smaller phone.
That is crazy. Yeah. Isn't it?
Well, messes with your eyes too. Messes with your eyes. You're looking at the little screen, then you go up to the big screen. You got to refocus. Yeah. Well, I mean, the first step, Steve, is admitting your addiction, and then you can get help.
As long as at the end of the day, I see that Kentucky wins somewhere, be it on TV, hear it on the radio, see it on my phone.
Will we have?
Well, I tell you, Mary Jo, you were talking about the fans or the lack of fans that were there. I know Thursday, I was I didn't get to watch most of it live, and was listening to it. And what was so eerie was when we would score, you heard almost no audible cheering, applause, anything. There was almost no audible response when we scored. That's how few fans that were there. It's
the players said it was dead
for today, but
it'll be different today. It'll be different today. I think so.
I don't know. Hey, Steve, I think it's going to be like an SEC road game. Well, you know, where we're playing at Florida or LSU or A&M's, you know, some far-flung place. It's not going to be like, you know, playing at Vanderbilt.
No.
I don't know.
I don't think it'll be as strong of a presence, but I think
Indiana
it'll be better than it was on Thursday.
10 or 12
it'll
threes
be a lot better.
Is the only other thing that I think other than that, I think we should be in good shape. But it's I'm a little anxious about it because – March 19th is not a good date for UK basketball history. I don't know if y'all were aware of that or not.
My memory's not so good. Refresh it, please.
Well, for one, the Runts lost to Texas Western on March 19th.
Okay.
That would be the worst one. And then the 77 team lost to North Carolina when they went to the four corner for the whole second half on March 19th. So. Not a good
I bet
day.
If you look, though, there's some good March 19ths in there. This is going to be one of them. Steve, we got to go, buddy. Thank you, though.
All right.
Thanks, Steve. Enjoy the game, however you watch it.
Hey, stop on over here at Courtesy Acura. Get a free hat. You can enter the contest with the selfie video of doing an impression of this man right here.
Sweet.
Dan Glass himself. There is only one.
There is only one.
There is only one. All these deals out here, free food later on, so... Come on out. We'll be back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. I lived
on the Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Show's season opening event. An incredible four-day sale happening now through Sunday with huge deals in every department. Save 10% on putters, wedges, demo clubs, junior sets, and more. Take 15% off bags, carts, travel bags, shoes, and apparel. Save $50 on drivers, $299 and up. And $100 on iron sets and package sets, $499 and up. Some manufacturer restrictions may apply. Don't miss the season opening event at Edwin Watts in Lexington, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
It's a great day to eat barbecue. My favorite thing is the cowbell. Moo!
My favorite thing is the slow-cooked meat. Their vinegar slaw reminds me of my grandma's house in Birmingham.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is the atmosphere and food.
I love coming to City Barbecue because I love their fries.
Their pulled chicken is filled with flavor.
I love their turkey.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is all of the smoked meat.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is I always leave happier than when I got here.
It's the Four Wheels More Deals Winter Sales event going on now at MLS Power Sports, and you have choices. Get a new 2015 Wildcat as low as $189 a month for 60 months, or receive a rebate up to $1,100 depending on model. Or how about a factory warranty for up to 4 years? The fun is up to you during the Four Wheels More Deals Winter Sales event at MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Stop in today and don't miss the best deals on the entire lineup of Arctic Cats, ATVs, and side-by-sides.
Only ride an ATV that's right for your age. Supervised riders younger than 16. Each rider must wear a seatbelt on ROV. Approved helmet, eye protection, and protective clothing. We recommend that all ROV operators have a valid driver's license and all riders take a training course. Read and understand the owner's manual before operation. For safety or training information, see your dealer. Arctic Cat, share our passion.
Ride victoriously. Ride rough. Ride tough.
ride victoriously.
Calling all military officials, firefighters, police officers, EMTs, and paramedics, both active and retired. Dixie Chopper is honoring our hometown heroes by offering a $250 mail-in rebate on any new Dixie Chopper lawnmower. All Dixie Choppers are proudly made in the USA. And we want to honor our hometown heroes across the nation. Visit Southern States in Georgetown, your locally owned farmer co-op since 1945, for the best selection of Dixie Chopper mowers, Southern States.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Was wrong.
You hear this song? No social media.
Back right. Before Elvis.
And even then, Merle Haggard lamenting more Elvis and the Beatles when Buck was still silver.
Yeah.
When a joint was a bad
for
place.
The Beatles
He's going to be at Renfro Valley this summer. I'd like to go see Merle.
That'd be very cool.
Yeah. American icon in country music.
Be a very cool night.
Yes.
Stephen F. Austin
Mary
graduated.
Nothing on Merle Haggard?
I have nothing on Merle. I'm tweeting right now, Dan.
I just said
I can't even do my job without being on the phone all the time,
right.
Tweeting and looking at stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was going to say Stephen F. Austin graduated from Trancy.
Yeah, how about that?
Just saw that on Twitter.
The real Stephen F. Austin,
the real one, and that's a pretty cool thing considering how they're going to win the NCAA championship.
Well, it goes through Stephen F. Austin.
It goes through the road to the Final Four goes through Nacogdoches.
Yeah, you want to say it.
I've been saying it for years.
All right, what's your prediction today, Dan?
Well, this series between Indiana and Kentucky started when a buck was still silver. It was 1925 these guys first started playing. They played every year from 1970 to 2012. That's crazy. My prediction is that it's going to be what they say it's going to be. It's going to be an up and down game, and I'm coming over to Matt's side on this. Matthew's way of thinking that if it's an up and down game, Kentucky's going to be a double digit winner. That's how I feel about it.
I just don't think that Indiana is going to let Kentucky have their way with them. I just think it means too much to them. So this one's coming down to the wire for me. I hope Kentucky wins, obviously, so much, but I think this one's going to be real tight.
Okay, here's something else to consider that our friend T.J. Beisner, I said yesterday on my show, on the Game Day show, said he's been watching Indiana. He said it hurts to what? What's the center's name, Davis, for Indiana?
Thomas Bryant.
He said he's huge. He said it hurts to watch him run.
Yeah.
That's how slow he is.
Yeah.
Scal, Marcus Lee, it's going to be a dunk fest on the break today. I am not worried about this game. I'm going to say 88-72 is my prediction.
I love it. I mean,
I hope it's up and down. I want to see a good game. And
well, you hope you tweet like last time.
I know.
Matthew was right.
Hey, and then, of course,
I'll admit it. The
women's basketball team at 4 o'clock. They're on ESPN2. That game is live against UNC Asheville, first round game of the NCAA tournament. And then Dunbar, New Cats, 6:30, the first semifinal, the Boys Sweet 16, South Laurel, Doss after that. It's a great day of sports, and we're going to talk about it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
All the stuff that happened. We have Josh Moore from the Lexington Herald Leader tomorrow morning, and also Alex Faulkner from the Cat's Paws. He's in Des Moines. So we'll talk basketball again tomorrow.
Let's hope he's headed to Philly.
Yeah, come on out here to Courtesy Acura on Nicholasville Road today. Get you a hat, some food, enter the contest, and listen to us tomorrow from 9 to 11 on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Matthew, having you here was...
Thanks for having me.
Sweet!